Welcome to the Evidence-Based Chiropractor, where each week we deliver the latest chiropractic research and marketing strategies, all in the time it takes to get to your office. Now here's your host, Dr. Jeff Langmaid.
Hello and welcome to the Evidence-Based Chiropractor. I am your host, Dr. Jeff Langmaid. On today's episode, we are back with more great research. Brand new study out of Sweden around the effectiveness and cost-effectiveness of chiropractic care, physiotherapy, and their combination for people with chronic low back pain. It's a great study, a lot of take-home messages, clinical pearls, and statistics you can utilize to communicate better with your community. Now, before we get started, I will say a few words about neck care, the best objective assessment tool of the cervical spine, bar none. Their hardware and software is awesome. They provide reliable assessments and exercises for neuromuscular control, proprioception, range of motion, and sensory motor integration. If you have not checked it out, please do so. Neckcare.com. I'll drop that link down below. But as I said at the top on today's episode, we are talking research. Brand new study. Of course, I'll drop this link down below as well. And it was a multi-centered randomized controlled trial. I always like to see that RCT, randomized controlled trial. It had 88 participants, and they were trying to figure out which approach is best, not just in terms of outcomes, but cost. Now, full disclosure, and I'll probably repeat this in a little while, I'm not a big fan of that the cheapest is the best. That's not the way I go about things. Matter of fact, in the practice that I own, we don't take insurance. We're cash-based practice. I believe those who pay attention, and that's just my personal belief. But in this case, they also looked at cost. So I don't want to necessarily highlight reduced cost always as an abject benefit. I think it's a factor in a decision-making process, not necessarily always a benefit. Just my two cents. So if you ever wondered whether chiropractic care combined with physiotherapy or physical therapy in the States here is worth it, this study starts to provide some answers. So we'll kind of set the stage with some basic facts, many of which you are probably familiar with, but bear repeating. Chronic low back pain affects nearly 30% of people worldwide and is one of the leading causes of disability. And I want to repeat that real quick. Chronic low back pain, 30% of people. That means 30% of people have gone more, by definition, more than 12 weeks, more than 90 days, more than 3 months with consistent back pain. That's a big deal. And 30% of people worldwide, there's like 6.5 billion people on planet Earth. That is a staggering number of people that not only have experienced spinal pain, right? Experiencing it and getting over it is one thing. Lapsing into chronic pain where you have fear avoidance behavior, you are dramatically more likely to be taking medication and go to advanced interventions. You're incredibly more likely to have the mental toll of that, depression, disability. This is a big, big deal. So again, I know I say this a lot on the podcast, but it's really important. Sometimes us as chiropractors, we become blinded to like, yeah, everybody has back pain, whatever. 30% of people have chronic low back pain. That means they've already dealt with it, gone through a process, not found relief, and they're still there. And most of the time, that goes to start a cyclical downhill trajectory, unless they receive the care necessary. And quite often, if I'm just blunt about it, it results in pills, medications, injections, and surgical intervention, not what they really need, which is probably some cognitive therapy, but also movement-based healthcare, what you and I do. I believe it's just a massive continued opportunity. I don't believe we've done a great job really illustrating that to people. And that's just based upon the facts. If you look at 15% of people have ever seen a chiropractor, 90% are going to have spine pain, 30% of people have chronic low back pain, and we haven't even got to the performance benefits yet. You can tell we're just underserving people. And what does that mean? It means our communication's not on point. So hopefully, that's what this podcast can bring each and every week, is at least a little bit of impact in terms of how you communicate to the people in your community on behalf of your practice. So many people that do have chronic low back pain, or many people that have spinal pain to begin with, recover within 6 to 12 weeks. That's the good news. But 40% still report pain 6 months later, and 31% continue to experience pain during daily activities, even after their recovery, quote unquote. So This study was based in Sweden, and Sweden, like many other countries, faces significant economic burdens due to chronic low back pain, and they estimated it at $5,400 per person per year. I think Sweden is like the crown or the crone, but anyway, it's $5,400 of their money each and every year. So despite many treatment options, things like physical therapy, spinal manipulation, behavioral therapy, the most effective and the most cost-efficient treatment remains a little bit unclear. So this study aimed to really say, hey, we got chiropractic, we got physiotherapy, combination of both, general advice, how do these work together, and what are the results of individuals that experience one or a combination of each? So this had 88 adults with chronic nonspecific low back pain for at least 3 months duration. And the setting was 10 primary care rehab units across Sweden. And they basically broke these people out into four groups. One received chiropractic care, so spinal adjustments. One received physiotherapy based on stabilization, mobility, and posture training. Three was a combination, third group, combo treatment, both chiro and physiotherapy. And fourth was advice only, written and verbal advice about managing chronic low back pain and staying active. And they measured the results in a few different ways. One is through an Oswestry Disability Index, good old ODI for disability. They did a health-related quality of life, a quality-adjusted life years, a cost analysis, and the data was collected baseline, 3 months and 6 months. So let's dive in. We'll go one by one, and we'll start right at the top with the disability reduction, those ODI scores. This is great news. All groups saw improvements in disability after 6 months, but none of the differences they highlighted were statistically significant. So disability score reductions ranged from about 6 to a little over 12, meaning everyone felt some degree of improvement. The combination treatment group saw the largest average reduction, and that's important. What was the combo? Remember, the combo was chiro and physiotherapy. Now, when I say physiotherapy, I want to go back to that really quickly, because they said focused on stabilization, mobility, and posture training. Does that sound something like you might offer in your practice, right? So, of course, there's an overlap between approaches in traditional physical therapy and chiropractic. What I find to be the primary benefit, my experience, my opinion with chiropractic, is that we're able to really focus on the segment, the region, and holistically. The segment, that's through the chiropractic adjustment. It's not long lever, it's short lever, right? We're able to get in there and adjust, take care of, manipulate, whatever you want to say. We're able to get in and impact a spinal joint at a singular level. Now, the specificity of those adjustments, obviously, you know, there's impact beyond just a single joint when you deliver adjustment, but there is an impact at a joint level. It's not just trying to exercise around a joint that has biomechanical challenges, being able to reduce adhesions in the facet joints, being able to pump the disc through that motion, getting into the paraphysiological space, and then moving into your stabilization, mobility, and posture training. That's where I'm like, yeah, no kidding, the combination got the best result, because you absolutely need to address what's going on biomechanically at a segmental level, my opinion, before you move on to stabilization, mobility, and posture training. There's exceptions, but that is the rule, and we continue to see that showcased in the research. So, second thing that they took a look at was the quality of life. And the combination treatment, drumroll please, resulted in the highest quality of life gain as well. Quality of life difference between combination treatment and advice was 0.008, a modest but meaningful gain. So again, combo treatment. And here's the good news. There's a lot of ways that you can offer mobility, stability, posture training, etc. Some of you probably have rehab, high-tech rehab in your facility. Some of you listening, you have low-tech. Some of you, you might have a clinic gym hybrid. Some of you, maybe you're providing digitally through an app or whatever tools you might use, web exercises being one of them. Maybe you're providing follow-up that way. There's a lot of different ways that you can implement it, and it doesn't always have to be done in the four walls of your practice to be effective. But it is important to understand that if you're trying to get the best results for your patients, being able to guide and direct them, I'm going to say, beyond the adjustment, you need to be there to deliver the adjustment unequivocally. But you have a lot of great options. Once that is complete, that is your unique skill set. Aside from the diagnostics, aside from the communication, being able to deliver a chiropractic adjustment is a unique skill of a chiropractor, or spinal adjustment in that case. Everything that you do beyond that, you can utilize, again, other people's skills and techniques, technology. There's a lot of ways to implement. You can get super creative and really help your patients get better results. And what does your patient better results mean? That means based upon your findings during the exam and their goals. It's not always bringing pain from 10 to 0. It can be about improving functional ability. It can be about sports performance. So not to get off on a tangent, but I think it's important to understand that. The third thing that they looked at was cost effectiveness. Again, I take this with a grain of salt. But from a healthcare perspective, interestingly, combination treatment was the most cost effective. Why is that? We'll get into that in a moment. But the total direct cost over 6 months, again, I apologize not knowing exactly what the Swedish unit of commerce is. I think it's a kron. But combination treatment was basically a little bit over $3,000. Chiropractic care was $3,100. Physiotherapy, $3,600. Advice only, $11,000. Why was that the highest cost? They say likely due to surgical interventions. You just tell somebody about how they should take care of their back, they're probably not going to do it, and then they're on the fast track to advanced intervention. So really looking at the combination treatment, it highlights the effectiveness based upon the cost. Again, I'm not a big fan of racing to the bottom in terms of cost, but what it does showcase is when there's a combination treatment, people are getting well, and they're getting well, and that's highlighted in the fact that they're able to cost contain. And I just think that that's an important thing to highlight because it is in the research, and it's important to have that understanding. So the other thing that's key to keep in mind, as I highlighted, was the physiotherapy was actually significantly more expensive than chiropractic care. So when you added chiropractic care in it, it reduced overall cost for both in a way that was super meaningful. So combination care, what are the implications? Well, combination care might be the future for managing low back pain, especially for best long-term results. And this highlights the importance of collaborative care. And again, collaborative care doesn't mean a patient needs to leave your practice. There's a variety of things that you can do in your practice under your license to enable them to get everything that they need and more. Chiropractic care alone still showed super strong results, especially considering the low cost and the quality of life improvements. And it just continues to highlight that patient education is key. And while short-term relief is great, educating patients on combined strategies can really help them get the best long-term outcomes, which I think is what we are after. So a couple things to keep in mind with this study. Pretty small sample size, 88 patients involved. There also was a decent dropout rate in terms of being able to collect the information at 3 and 6 months. So those are important to keep in mind. Some of the final takeaways were, again, combination treatment offers the best value. And even though chiropractic care alone didn't dominate everything, the cost effectiveness and quality of life improvements were really meaningful, and they were best in class aside from the combo treatment. And you can absolutely collaborate with physical therapists. You can bring in strength, as I like to think about it, the balance of strength and flexibility that also goes into mobility and posture training. All of those things are comfort places for you and I as chiropractors. So being able to put together the systems and processes in your practice to deliver the best education, the best care, the best guidance, the best plan of action for every single patient that walks into your practice is absolutely paramount. So this was a great study. Again, I'll drop that link down in the show notes if you want to check it out. And before we wrap up, I'll say a few words about TurnCloud. TurnCloud has minimalist design without being sparse, and they have created an intuitive EHR application where nobody needs a user manual. I love that. You can learn more at turncloud.com, schedule a no-obligation demo with their team, connect, and see if it is a good fit for you. If this is your first time listening to this podcast, thank you for tuning in. If you're a longtime listener, I want to say thank you even more for tuning in over time. My big ask of you will be, leave a rating or review. I love to hear from you. So if you scroll on down, if you're listening on your phone, tap how many stars, whether you're on Spotify, whether you're on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you are listening. That is awesome, and it helps more and more docs find out about this podcast. If you have any direct questions, you can always hit me up, jeff@theevidencebasedchiropractor.com. Other than that, I hope you have a fantastic week in practice, and I will talk to you soon.
Thank you for joining us on this episode of The Evidence-Based Chiropractor. If you want to grow your practice, come back for next week's episode. If you want to grow faster, visit theevidencebasedchiropractor.com and join our MD Marketing membership today.